Intro, calm, confident, welcome. In this lesson, we'll explore OMC cassette noise bed, control and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science. I'll walk you through building a believable multi-layer cassette noise bed, processing it with live stock devices, and arranging it so it breathes with aggressive breakbeats across intro, drops, and breaks. Lesson overview. Clear, this is an intermediate workflow. You'll make a tape-like bed from hiss, rumble, and mechanical artifacts. Add tape character with saturation, wow and flutter, and lo-fi degradation. Then control it dynamically with sidechain ducking, gated artifacts, and automated filtering. Everything uses Ableton Live 12 stock devices and standard routing. What you will build. Succinct, by the end you'll have a layered cassette-style noise bed, hiss, low rumble, and tape artifacts. A processing chain for believable tape character. Dynamic control, sidechain ducking, gated openings, automated filters. Four arranged variations mapped across a 32-bar D and B section. Preparation. Conversational start by collecting your samples. A long hiss loop, a low-frequency rumble or room tone, and 2 to 4 short tape click or hit artifacts. Any long noise loop works. Resample from a tape emulation plugin if you like. Create a new live set with your breakbeat drums in place and set the BPM to your drum and bass tempo, typically 170 to 175 BPM. Track setup. Step by step, create an audio track named cassette bed, hiss, and drop your long hiss loop in. Warp it to project tempo with Complex or Complex Pro. Duplicate that track twice and rename them cassette bed, rumble, and cassette bed artifacts. Trim and warp those to align rhythmically with the drums. Processing chain. Order and purpose on each cassette track. Use this device order. EQ8 saturator, redux, auto filter, frequency shifter, utility compressor, sidechain, send slash return to reverb and delay. This gives you tonal control, tape warmth, lo-fi degradation, slow movement, subtle pitch wobble, stereo control, and dynamic ducking. Detailed device settings. Practical values: EQ8, hiss, high pass around 30 Hz, gently cut 200-600 Hz by 24 dB to avoid masking snares, add a slight air shelf 8-12 kHz if needed. Rumble, low pass near 600-900 Hz, subtle boost 40-120 Hz if you want more felt rumble, heap this mono. Artifacts, boost 1-3 kHz by 2-3 dB for presence, carve 300-600 Hz if it masks snares. Saturator, mode. Soft clip or analog clip. Drive around 2-6 dB. Automate drive for section changes. Redux. Downsample subtle. For example, small percent or a downsample value equivalent to 6-15%. Bit reduction around 12-16 bits. Mix it in gently for magnetic loss. Auto filter. Use low pass or band pass for variations. Map an LFO to frequency with a slow rate sync to 1/8 or 1/4 for subtle movement. Depth around 8-18%. Frequency shifter. Small shifts 0.1 to 2 Hz and low mix, with a slow random or triangle LFO to emulate wow and flutter. Utility. Rumble. Mono. Hiss. Slightly widen plus 10-40% to sit around the drum hits. Compressor sidechain. Sidechain to your kick plus snare or drum bus. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 5-15 ms. Release 80-160 ms. Tune for 2-6 dB of gain reduction on hits so the tape ducks musically. Advanced local tricks. Useful tweaks. Put a gate after saturator on an artifacts track and sidechain it to the drum bus so artifacts poke through only on fills. Use drum bus on a duplicate of the hiss for subtle transient shaping during fills. In clip view, automate small transpose or warp stretch changes every loop to create micro variation and tape unpredictability. In session view, create multiple clipped versions: full, thin, lo-fi, quiet, and use follow actions to rotate or trigger them live. Routing and grouping. Tidy control group the three cassette tracks into a group called MC cassette bed. Put a global EQ8 and a glue compressor on the group to carve and glue the layers. Create two return tracks. Tape verb with a long, dark reverb and tape delay with a subtle ping-pong delay. Send the cassette tracks lightly to these returns and automate send levels during transitions. Arrangement control. Breakbeat Science specifics. Intro. Start thin, close auto filter low pass and slowly open over 8-16 bars to reveal texture. Drops. Use sidechain compressor to duck the bed to kicks and snares. Automate a slight overall level drop if you want drums to lead. Break fills, gate artifacts, or use clip envelopes for short stabs. For a big transition, automate redux and saturator to increase bit reduction and drive creates an old tape overdrive moment. Dynamic carving. Automate a mid-range notch at 300-700 HC to open during breakdowns and close in dense sections to prevent masking. Arrangement tricks. Freeze and flatten sections you like to save CPU and treat them as audio clips you can chop for stabs and fills. Use transient folding or envelope gating sidechain to the drum bus to make rhythmic gates that emphasize the groove. Performance and automation tips. Keep it alive. Automate frequency shifter depth and auto filter frequency every 4 bars to avoid a static bed. Temporarily dip utility width to mono on heavy hits and widen again during fills for stereo interest. On the group compressor, use a soft knee and slow attack to glue without killing breathing. Common mistakes. Quick warnings: don't oversaturate. Keep drive to 6 dB. Carve mids around 300-700 HC so snares and mids don't get masked. Keep wow and flutter subtle, only a few cents. Always use a soft sidechain to prevent a static, muddy bed. Mono the low rumble so it remains phase safe. Pro tips. Workflow shortcuts: resample the printed bed once you've locked a section that preserves interaction and saves CPU. Duplicate the bed and split bands with separate X process lows, mids, and highs differently for richer tape feel. Map macros on an audio effect rack. Tape intensity, tape width, duct depth, artifact gate threshold, lo-fi moment. Save presets for full, thin, distorted, and ghost. Mini practice exercise. Focus task goal. Build a 32-bar drum and bass section where the AMC cassette noise bed control and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for breakbeat size morphs across 4 8-bar phrases. Intro thin. Build open filter. Drop punchy and duct. Breakdown distorted and washed. Steps. 1. Create hiss, rumble, artifacts, tracks and apply the processing chain. 2. Group and set a sidechain compressor to the drum bus. Tune attack and release for musical ducking. 3. Make 4 clip variations. Thin, open, duct, distorted. 4. Arrange them across 32 bars or use follow actions to launch sequentially. 5. Automate a reverb send around bars 25 to 32 to wash into the breakdown. 6. Bounce the 32 bars and compare clarity and loudness vs drums alone. Adjust a mid carve if drums lose presence. Success criteria: drums stay clear with no mid masking. The bed feels alive with subtle modulation and movement. Transitions between 8-bar phrases are distinctive and musical. Recap. Reinforce the lesson subject: you've now completed AMC cassette noise bed control and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for breakbeat science. Key takeaways: build layered hiss, rumble, and artifacts. Use EQ8, saturator, redux, auto filter, frequency shifter, utility, and sidechain compression. Carve mids to avoid masking. Heap wow and flutter subtle. Automate movement every few bars, and resample baked sections for CPU and realism. Final checklist: quick pre-bounce before you export. Group gain staging around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Sidechain ducking audible and musical. Mid-carve applied and tested with drums soloed. Low-end mono and stereo width checked. At least 2 movement elements per 8-bar phrase. Resample and save a baked version. Sign off, encouraging that's it. Use the mini exercise to lock in the workflow, save presets, and experiment with live macro control. When it breathes with the drums, the cassette bed stops being background noise and becomes an instrument. Happy producing!